Bottom stone. A stone upon the bottom of a lake can only see the silt around its waist, the slanting sun and swaying weeds. The bounty of the life that swims around, crawls underneath, that doesn't think much of this rock, or any safety it bequeaths. I marvel at the river, at the stream, or at the creek, that roars along, or giggles past, or sneakily seeks the lowest place that it can find and gather, claiming stake, and grow into a puddle, pond, or island-dotted lake. And collected up a sloshy weight, it solitary sits, amidst the pine and lichen that might thus encircle it, and hides beneath her surface there, brushed by swaying weeds, a stone upon the bottom of the lake and all it sees. There's times I understand the impulse of water late at night, when the pull of a certain gravity makes falling feel just right, how until it reaches bottom it is always going down, where a sign might be that reads, takes just a teaspoon's depth to drown. I know the hallowed ignorance of the stone there at the bottom, and a solitude only a stone would not consider lonesome. But think, at least his crude perception, dull though it may be, will solemnly bear witness to some vast eternity, a positive beyond the reach of monkeys brief as me.